With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am a tailfin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can fly off into the sunset together. A rusty old American dream still running. Rusty old American dream.
And a good morning to you on this holiday weekend. It's time once again for CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns, ASE certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny Long.
How are you today? I hope you had a good week.
We had a good, busy, productive week for sure, and I'm doing well, thank you. It's a beautiful morning.
Yeah, it really is. 68 was the last reported temperature reading in the Twin Cities, going for like the mid-90s today and tomorrow. Speaking of which, by the way, before we get into any particular questions, if you do have an issue with your personal vehicle and you need to bring it in for service to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know what the heck could be ailing before you drive it into that service area, call us or text us. Dan will help you out by phone or by text. Same number, 651-989-9226. But this caveat, Dan takes his leave about 7:45. So don't wait. If you have a car care question, bring it to us as soon as you can. Again, either by phone or by text, 651-989-9226. Had a text earlier, and in fact, I mentioned it on the air, Dan. We talked to the former head of the State Patrol, Colonel Roger Letting, many years ago, like we used to do, about one thing, about driving in hot weather. And the question was efficiency. Now, let me just read you the text. It says, "Hi, Dan and Denny, with this warm weekend, here's a question. Do you save gas by rolling down some windows and driving, or do you save more gas by running the air conditioning? As I recall, Colonel Letting saying, it's more efficient to crank up those windows and use the air. What do you say, Dan?"
Well, I bet it's close. I bet it's...
You're probably right.
Yeah, it's probably close either way. But with the windows up, the car for sure is the most aerodynamic that it can be. And that makes a big difference. With the air conditioning running, of course, you've got the load of the air conditioning on, and that hurts gas mileage a little bit. But I think that's probably true. I think with the windows up, you're probably going to do a little bit better.
Yeah, and you're probably right. Maybe the operative phrase is a little bit better. And it probably would be a little more comfortable, too, given 95.
I would do it. Yeah. Tomorrow. Even if it's not quite as efficient, I would do it anyway. Because when it gets to be 90, it's not very comfortable. And I don't know, we've gotten spoiled over the years with not driving with our windows down on the highway, and it gets pretty noisy, and it kind of wears you out after a while, that wind noise blowing all the time.
And the car noise, yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about that, but it is. The road noise, the wind noise, et cetera. I assume that, this past week, you and your crew at the Lloyd's have been busy with AC repair.
Well, it's just been busy with hot related stuff, and you know, there's just a lot going on, Denny. And as people hit the road, again, after their cars sat for a long time, of course, everybody's finding a bunch of stuff that's not working the way that it's supposed to. and they are bringing their cars in for repair. And as we've talked before, there's just a little bit of a mechanic shortage around the town and around the country. And so that's making it a little bit challenging for people, too, that to get their cars done. It's frustrating for us as shop owners that we can't even fix more cars than we do because we want to help people. And when when you have to tell people, no, I can't help you, or no, it's going to be a week or two before you can get in, that gets frustrating for us. So, you know, if we would get a little break in this weather, and it sounds like next week it's going to cool off a little bit, that would be a good thing for everybody, so everybody can get caught up and have a rest.
Well, it's interesting to me to hear you say that, Dan, because I mean, you see one sees help wanted signs everywhere. I mean, everywhere, and all types of labor. And you and I have talked for a long time about this, even before there was this quote shortage. Is that becoming what we used to call a mechanic and still do, an auto technician? That's a good job if you have that kind of, you know, ability or desire, right? That's a great job.
Well, I think it's a great job, and I love what I do. And, you know, I encouraged my son to go into it, and he did. I think it's a great job, and I love what I do. And, you know, I encouraged my son to go into it, and he did. And I encouraged my daughters to go into it, too, but they weren't interested. But that's besides the point. Yeah, it's been a great career for me, and I've watched an awful lot of people come through Lloyd's Automotive, mechanics come through Lloyd's Automotive, and have just great careers and end up with great retirements and do just fine over the years. So yeah, I think it's I would sure encourage people, if you're interested in this business or in this career, or you think you'd like fixing cars, you should pursue it, because there sure is a demand, and you know, for that person. And when there's a demand, that's good for the price and that you're going to charge and all of that. So it's a good deal.
And besides that, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have some pretty good educational sources, good schools around here too, do we not?
We do have good schools around here, and they're not full, sadly. I wish they were all full and people were waiting to get into them. But the truth is, there's if you're having trouble getting into the college of your choice, you should check into the tech center of your choice, because they're looking for students, and you should take advantage of that.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And I know your son, too. I know we had to head to a break, but your son, and we mentioned it before, he went through a four-year college or university, but decided with your advice, you know what, I'm going to try this. And he put himself through school, did he not?
He did. He came back to Lloyd's Automotive and went to school and worked part-time while he went to school and started a family at the same time. So it was a crazy time in his life, but he got through it and did well. And now he owns his own, you know, three of his own businesses out in
Denver.
He's
got three.
So he's doing just great.
Three shops in Colorado. Good for him.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, let's take a break here. Let's again invite our listeners to join in. We have some texters, and we'll open up the phone lines too. If you'd rather chat with Dan, you don't have to send a text. You can call us the old fashioned way. Same number, whether it be a text or a phone, 651-989-9226. Keep in mind, Dan's going to be here for about another 25 minutes or so, so don't hesitate. Call us or text us here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO. Stay with us. Had a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour welcoming your phone calls and text messages to ASE Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, which is located on beautiful Grand Avenue. Exactly where there on Grand, Dan?
We are at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, LLOYDS, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call as soon as Let's see, Tuesday. We're closed for the long weekend, but Tuesday you can give us a call at 651-228-1316.
And after that long weekend, you'll have all that work to catch up on.
Do you know what? I'm at Lloyd's right now.
How are you?
Looking at the flower pots, and I'm thinking I better give them a drink of water so they make it through the long weekend.
Boy, that's for sure, yeah, if you're going to be away for a little bit. Yeah, very good. We'll get you that phone number again before Dan leaves us today, which is going to be close to 7:45. So if you have any kind of a car problem, car, truck, or van, call us or text us, 651-989-9226. You know who's calling us from Minneapolis? Phil is on the horn, I believe, to ask you a question. Phil, thanks for waiting. What's your question for Dan? Hello, Phil. I think Phil is. There he is. Go ahead, Phil. Yeah, go ahead,
yeah,
Phil.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
I said, thank you for all the good information. I've heard the terms COVID car and lot rot. My question is, in the last 16, 18 months, I've put on about 1,200 miles on my car, but I've done probably as much idling as I have done driving. I'm just wondering if I should be getting an oil change. I do use some good synthetic from my mechanic. Just got a 2006 Camry. Just wondering what your opinion was about that.
Yeah, that's a great question, Phil. Thank you for asking that. And the answer is yes, you should bring your car in for service. No matter how far you go in a year, you should bring your car in for service every year. And that's probably being conservative. Maybe you should bring it in more often than that. But at least every year you should bring your car in, even if you don't drive it very many miles, because there's a whole bunch of other things that need to be done and inspected and we need to keep track of on your vehicle, not just the oil, but the oil change, you know, at a reputable shop takes care of the maintenance inspection. And that's what you're really looking for, is the maintenance inspection. So, yes, bring your car in for an oil change at least every year. And I hope that you get to traveling more than you have been. I hope the world opens up enough where that's the norm again. And you start putting some miles on your car again, because it's hard on a car for it to just sit all the time. It needs to get out and be used and moved, exercised, like a dog or a human or anybody. Your car is the same thing. It needs to be used. That's what it was designed for. And so get out and use it.
Yeah, like you've said many years in the past, yeah, cars need to be driven. Here's a question that we get from time to time about extended warranty. I'll kind of be brief on this one, because it goes with a couple of paragraphs. We always purchase, this texter says, pre-owned certified vehicles and buy the manufacturer's extended warranty. We see commercials for this one we haven't seen. And it says, do we need to buy extended warranties? I guess that's the general question. What is your, I know what your opinion is, but tell our listeners.
Well, it's an insurance policy. And if you're an insurance policy type of person, if you buy more life insurance than you need and you buy better insurance for your health care and all of that sort of stuff, then that's what you should do. You should buy the insurance policy because it makes you more comfortable knowing that you have the insurance policy. But you should also bear in mind that there's a company making money on your insurance policy also. So my theory is that if you never ever bought an extended warranty in your lifetime, you probably would, odds are, statistically, you would come out better than if you did buy an insurance policy. But some people don't like that. They don't have the money for a major repair, and they don't want to deal with a major repair. They'd rather put the insurance policy into their budget and feel good about it and not have to worry about it. And that being said, when you do buy an insurance policy, read it very, very carefully and know exactly what you're getting, because you don't want to expect to have something covered by the insurance policy and then be disappointed that it's not covered. And the insurance companies are pretty good about wiggling out of what they don't want to cover or don't have to cover. So be very careful about that. Just make sure that you're buying the insurance policy from a reputable company.
Good point. And like you said, and you've said it before, read the policy very carefully. All right. I'm looking at the clock. It's time to have a look at that forecast, see if we are going to have some more hot weather. We'll tell you all about it coming up. We still have a few minutes left of the Car Care Show. If you want to call in or text in, don't forget, Dan will be here for about another 15 minutes or so. Call in or text in your car care question at 651-989-9226. 68 degrees right now, 92 the high today, maybe warmer. You stay tuned to News Talk 830 WCCO. And a good Saturday morning to you. Welcome to our remaining minutes of our Car Care Show here on CCO. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out, as he has for many years here on WCCO. Dan, we have a short time left. Let's see if we can't finish up with some listener questions. Here's one. It says a 2020 Chevy Silverado pickup. A texter says, I took it to the dealership to have an oil change. I drove about 2 miles, noticed smoke coming out of the exhaust. I returned to the dealership, and they would not admit that it was overfilled with oil, but they drained it, refilled it, and it took care of the problem. My question is, was there any damage done to the engine if it was overfilled?
I think probably not in the short term or on a short run like that. If it was overfilled, the reason that we're getting the smoke out of the car, if it was overfilled, is because it was oil was getting sucked into portions of the engine that it does not belong. And the fact that you returned quickly and they drained it and took care of it, my sense is that everything will probably be just fine. It will clean itself out and you'll be just fine.
Good.
The truth is you don't have much to say about it anyway. If nothing happens, if you've documented that they had a problem, and if something happens in the short term, you'll have to bring up the issue. But I don't think it will. I think it'll be just fine.
Oh, good. That's great. Let's hope so. This listener wants to know, can you please tell me, doesn't say what kind of vehicle it is, where the cabin filter is located, and is it difficult for a car owner to replace it?
You know, if you're interested in changing your cabin filter, and most commonly they're behind the glove box, if you're interested in changing it yourself, it certainly can be done. And I think if you did a search on the internet, you'll find a video for almost any car that will give you the instructions and the steps to take to replace it yourself if that's what you want to do. And, you know, it's not a bad thing to learn to do on your car so that maybe you're comfortable doing it a little more frequently so that the air in your car stays fresh, which is kind of nice in my opinion.
For sure. All right. We have time for maybe one more here. It says, after driving somewhere, if the car has been turned off for a very short time, when started again, it seems to hesitate when starting out. It feels like it is struggling to get past the first gear. Could that be a transmission issue?
Well, I don't know. It could be. And, you know, if the transmission hasn't been serviced, and then your vehicle, if it is serviceable, maybe you should do that. But the truth is, if there's something significantly wrong with the engine or the transmission, most commonly it will turn on the check engine light. And so if you don't have a check engine light and it only happens under those conditions, I'm not so sure that it would be the transmission. And I guess my advice would be I'd kind of probably watch and wait and see what happens with that. Pay a little more attention so that if you do end up bringing it in, you can give the shop all of the good information that you have about how and when it happens and Denny, that's actually true on any time you're having trouble with your car. Please try and document as much information as you can about what you're talking about, when it happens, how it happens, and because it just shortens the diagnostic process for your shop, and it saves the car owner money and us some frustration. So it's a good thing for everybody.
Yeah. Again, we've said it in the past, the more info, the better for all folks included in the process. Dan, we're just about out of time. I know you guys at Lloyd's are going to be closed for the holiday, but how can we get in touch with you starting next Tuesday?
Well, you can give us a call. Our phone number is 651-228-1316. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul.
Excellent. All right, Dan. Have a good week. We'll do this again next week. In the meantime, stay cool, will you, my friend?
Sounds good. Thanks, Danny.
All right, thank you. Dan Burns, who is an ASC certified technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll have another car care show, of course, next Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Jack Farrell straight ahead with his wine chat, and then get those lawn and garden questions ready. Julie Weisenhorn will be with us from the U of M in the 8 o'clock hour. Here on News Talk 830, this is WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.